I'll be reading two poems out of Carol Ann Duffy's anthology, Answering Back, Living Poets' Reply to the Poetry of the Past. The first poem is by Etna St. Vincent Millay, called Travel. Travel. The railroad track is miles away, and the day is loud with voices speaking. Yet there isn't a train goes by all day, but I hear its whistle shrieking. All night there isn't a train goes by, though the night is still for sleep and dreaming, but I see its cinders red on the sky, and hear its engine steaming. My heart is warm with the friends I make, and better friends I'll not be knowing. Yet there isn't a train I wouldn't take, no matter where it's going. Roger McGough chose to answer this poem with the following text. Quiet Zone. Poem for a lady on the Bristol to Paddington train who spent the journey in the quiet coach chatting on her mobile phone. With respect, this is the quiet zone, and although when travelling on your own, it's nice to have a good old chat with someone on the phone, this is the quiet zone. Shh, quiet, say the signs on every table, window, and door. Obviously nothing to do with mobiles, so what do you think they're for? A warning perhaps to brass bands looking for a place to rehearse? To the hordes of angry soccer fans who need to stamp and curse? A troop of soldiers on the march, tramp, tramp, or worse, a horde of trumpeting elephants? A disruptive class of kids? The entire cast of Stomp banging dustbin lids? A volcano bursting to erupt? An unexploded mine? Shh, quiet. With respect, can't you read the sign?